We want to help you keep going with the Faith Comes By Hearing project. That's the challenge that all of us have been given, to listen on one of the apps or on CD to the whole of the New Testament this summer. And I've worked out on this little schedule that I found at the back that we should have reached the book of Acts by now if we were on schedule. Now, I'm not on schedule, being away for 3 or 4 weeks in July. I'm still just at the end of Matthew's Gospel, but I'm heading in the right direction. But if you're on schedule, then you'll be in the book of Acts. And so a part of the aim of the preaching through this month is to preach the whole span of large chunks of the New Testament to help us in our understanding as we hear the New Testament, and encourage one another that faith comes by hearing. So, the book of Acts. Actually, I've got one of those things where the letters all stand for something. So I'm going to say Acts is a sequel. It shows the transformation brought by the Holy Spirit. It shows the clear strategy given by Jesus to his followers. And it tells things from two angles, Peter's and Paul's. That's the book of Acts, and some of the wider pattern to help us as we listen to the whole book read to us this month. So here we are at the beginning of the book of Acts. That was our first reading, chapter 1, verse 1. And we see in the first verse that it's a sequel, S for sequel. It says, in the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning. So there was a first book which went up to Jesus' ascension. And so here, by implication, we're being given the second book. It's a sequel. Little quiz. The sequel of Toy Story. Toy Story 2. The sequel of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Ah, oh, that's a bit harder. I think it's the Chamber of Secrets, the second book. The sequel of Swindon Town getting promoted to the Premier League. We were promoted to the Premier League in the early 1990s, but what was the sequel? Yeah, it was relegation to the fourth division within about 5 years. But it's worth noting that the book of Acts is a sequel. It follows on. It's sequential from Luke's gospel. And that's worth noting because we need to realize that the work of Jesus did not end when he left his disciples and ascended into heaven. The work of Jesus didn't finish at the end of the gospel. The work of Jesus, his life, his resurrection, his death, his resurrection, and so on, continues to continue. And the book of Acts in the New Testament is a key book in reminding us of that, that the work of Jesus continues to continue. So that's the first thing as we go through the book of Acts. It is a sequel. And the second thing about the book of Acts I want to draw out, and you'll hear as you listen to the tapes or to the app, is that Acts shows the transforming effect of the Holy Spirit. T for transforming. Can you see? It comes up even in the first chapter. Verses 1 and 2 again. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. And then, in verses 4 and 5, while staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you've heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So right from the start, Jesus is telling his followers the work of the Holy Spirit will get going very soon in you. So wait here in Jerusalem, and then you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And then the work of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, continues from there. And it's a transforming work. The Holy Spirit transforms the disciples of Jesus from tentative recluses to bold public speakers. The Holy Spirit of Jesus transforms thousands of people in the crowds at Jerusalem at that time into Christian believers, committed followers of Jesus. The Holy Spirit of Jesus transforms the inward-looking followers of Jesus into outward-looking apostles of Jesus, who ended up traveling in all sorts of directions around the world with the good news of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit of God transforms the situation of the early church, and the book of Acts shows this transforming effect. We still live in the age of the Spirit. We are those who live under the New Testament, the new agreement between God and people. And so the transforming work of the Spirit continues to continue. God's work, transforming us to be more and more like Jesus in his character, to become one of God's people, be born again, baptized in the Spirit ourselves as we become Christians, saved and believing. The Holy Spirit of Jesus transforms us to be more strategic in our work and witness in Jesus' name. All of these things are the work of the Spirit. You see it in the book of Acts, and we live in the age of the Spirit. So we can know this transformation that those first disciples knew, from fear to boldness, from confusion to clarity, from inward looking to outward looking. Acts shows the transforming effect of the Holy Spirit. The third point, Acts shows the clear strategy given by Jesus. See for clear strategy. I think some people think that Jesus just expected his followers to be kind to people or something like that. But Jesus was much more intentional than that. Yes, kindness and other fruit of the Spirit are important. But Jesus had clear aims, clear strategy. And he left his followers clear goals to achieve. If you're still in chapter 1, you can see this in what he was saying to his followers in verses 7 and 8. Jesus replied, "It's not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." So here is a strategy. Now, we can't know everything in the world into the future, Jesus says, but we can know his clear plan. And if we follow him, we'll be part of the outworking of that plan. Start in Jerusalem, spread into Judea and Samaria, the surrounding region, and then to the ends of the earth. And the disciples of Jesus followed this strategy. So that, if you like, is the pattern of the book of Acts. Chapters 1 to 7, they're in Jerusalem, witnessing there to Jesus Christ and his good news. At the start of chapter 8, the strategy moves on. Just turn over, if you've got your Bibles. Chapter 8, it's there on page 131 in the New Testament section. This is the first mention of Saul, the persecutor. And then in chapter 8, verse 1, the second part. That day a severe persecution began against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria. Now, it might not have been how they would have planned it. This persecution caused it. But it was the outworking of Jesus' plan to spread next into Judea and Samaria. And so what you get in the next few chapters, chapters 8 through to about 12, is the mission in Judea and Samaria, the outworking of Jesus' plan. Clear strategy. Because the followers of Jesus were recognizing that was part of being a follower of Jesus. And then, can you see at the beginning of chapter 13, which was planned to be the second reading? So on page 137, it says, "Now in the church at Antioch," Syrian Antioch, that is, "there were prophets and teachers," and then it gives the five names of the leaders, ministers of the word. Then it says, verse 2, "While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit says, 'Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.' Then, after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. And they got on a boat and started going across the Med." And here you see the start of the mission to the ends of the earth, and how the apostles started going in all directions. So Christians in the book of Acts are clearly seen fulfilling Jesus' strategy of mission. It's very clear. From now on, chapter 13 onwards, much of the reporting is of the mission to the ends of the earth. We ought to be following Jesus' strategy as well. Now, we can apply this in our own situation. We're called to witness first in the place we're in, and then to use our Christian witness in the region we're in, but also to work that Christian witness reaches the ends of the earth. And there are still some places on this earth where people haven't heard. And I hope that you'll support us as a church as we seek to support Thomas and his family in India, who are bringing Jesus' good news to previously unreached tribes in India. So the challenge, will you witness at work or school or your neighborhood where you are? Join with others to witness further afield, and also work that Jesus' message reaches the ends of the earth, because that is his strategy. And if we're following Jesus, we'll also follow that strategy, that clear strategy that's clear in the book of Acts. Then one more thing in the book of Acts. And Acts tells things mainly from two angles. A's for angle. So A-C-T-S. Chapters 1 to 12 are told mainly from Peter's angle. Peter is the main leader in Jerusalem and influencing the areas of Judea and Samaria. Chapters 13 to 28 are told mainly from Paul's angle. Paul is the main leader as the gospel heads towards the ends of the earth. There's one more thing about Peter and Paul's angles, and this also comes out as you hear the book of Acts. I think that's one of the things about listening to the whole of the New Testament. Usually we have our favourite bits that we read, and we really don't engage with whole chunks of the Bible. But when you listen to the whole thing all the way through, you have to engage with it because you hear it. And one of the things you notice in Acts is how tough it was for people like Peter and Paul and the other Christians. They spent much of the time imprisoned or being the target of persecution by others. Now, many heard their message and received God's salvation, but many gave them a hard time, like Jesus, like his followers. That's the message that comes out as you listen to the whole of the book of Acts. And in the same way that the last chapters of the Gospels describe Jesus' arrest and trials and innocent suffering, the last chapters of Acts describe Paul's arrest and trials and innocent suffering, like Jesus, like his followers. So the book of Acts shows us that following Jesus is sharing his trials and trouble, as well as knowing his transforming power and working out his clear strategy. That's an overview of the book of Acts, which will hopefully help us in our listening to the whole of the book of Acts. S equal T, transforming Holy Spirit. C, clear strategy. A, from the angles of Peter and Paul. STCA, ACTS, Acts. What a great book. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the book of Acts. We thank you that the book of Acts reminds us of such important things. Things that we need to follow and know. Things that inspire us and show us how we can be transformed by you and be more nearly your followers. We pray that we will be as we hear your word, for your name's sake. Amen.